up in the morning, it's on the dance.
Good morning. If it's 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, it must be time for This Week in Waukesha here on Walk Radio, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw. And that was Nick Cave and the Bad Seed singing Breathless. And the reason I'm playing it is because on the first episode of Season 3 in Peaky Blinders, this is a song that plays during the wedding scene. Very powerful. And for any of you Peaky Blinders fans, the show's going to be back on Netflix. It's going to be, I think it's starting on the BBC today, so I'm anxiously awaiting that. So very important to Waukesha life and culture, I'm sure. But hey, we got a really special day today. I have a studio filled with so many friends from the neighborhood, from the original District 1. Big shout out to Bob Hedera, Carrie and Bernadette Chapman. Sharon Valley, so many other great neighbors. Really glad you're here. Mayoral candidate Lisa Salb is actually here too, wishing us well, and you know, glad to see her. And she was our guest last week. And that reminds me, her opponent, incumbent Mayor Sean Riley, will be our guest next Saturday at 10 a.m. So don't miss that. And today's guest, sitting right in front of me, is my my likely future successor. His name is Mike Crisine, and I pronounced that correctly, right?
Yeah, Mike Crisine, pretty good. Yep. Yes.
So Mike's going to talk about why he feels he is able and ready, and he certainly has my support to fill the new District 1, and really glad to have him here and giving everyone an opportunity to learn more about Mike. First, some news. This week, some people in my district, or in the original District 1, suffered some disruptions in garbage. And Public Works said it had a lot to do with the ice on Tuesday. And the garbage finally did get picked up along with the recycling. But we are aware of it. And it's something, again, we'll be talking to Mike about that, because now that'll be his one of his challenges as an alderman. Will be I hand those phone calls over to you, Mike. But it's something we as a city have benefited tremendously over the last decade from quality service. And then when there was a change in ownership, and then, of course, the labor shortage due to, I guess, the COVID crisis, garbage has been a big issue. It's the last few months have actually been fine, but, you know, every few weeks or so, or every few months, that kind of creeps up. So something that, you know, is disconcerting to us, and hopefully we can get some closure on soon. So anyway, you know what? There's a lot of great news to talk about here in Waukesha, but you know, I want, again, because I'm so grateful I have so many neighbors here, let's just start with Mike, because they're here to meet him and, you know, say goodbye to me. But not, it's not goodbye. It's just bye for now, and see you at the next neighborhood picnic or gathering, or maybe we'll get a softball game together when the snow melts. So, so Mike, tell us about yourself.
Well, thank you for that introduction. I've been in Waukesha over half my adult life. I live on what I consider the north end of Waukesha, but it's really not really the extreme north end. But our backyard is Pewaukee, and that kind of makes it kind of unique. That's where all the city sewers and the city sanitary sewers kind of end, and it's just kind of an interesting neighborhood. We have three parks in our neighborhood, and that's kind of nice. Like I say, I've graduated from Conemaugh sometime in the 1980s.
A raccoon.
And, went to WCTC right afterwards. I got 2 degrees from there. Shortly thereafter, I met my wife. We couldn't decide where we wanted to live, whether it was in the Milwaukee area, it was in the Oconomowoc area, and we were driving down Highway 18 at the time, and there was a guy planting a sign in that said, for sale by owner. And we'd like, we're not gonna go look at this house. What house is this? The next thing I know, that was, I think, 24 years ago, something like that. A guy built a brand new home and got transferred, and so we've been in that area ever since.
Sure.
I got 3 kids. They've all 3 of my children have gone all the way, kindergarten, K-3, all the way up in the school system here.
What and schools got, are they at now, or do they already graduate?
Right now, well, they're all in all different schools.
Okay.
I have one at Waukesha Catholic.
Okay.
We'll be moving over to CMH shortly.
Okay.
My middle one's at CMH.
Okay.
The oldest one went through CMH, graduated CMH, and now he's at WCTC.
Nice.
Right now.
Terrific. Thanks. Yeah, you know, and Mike is also professionally, he works as a maintenance manager, supervisor for Salvation Army. He also teaches at WCTC, where he earned degrees in criminal justice / poli-sci in automotive servicing. So a lot like me in that, in the fact that well, I was always interested in, I studied political science in college, and I grew up in the auto dealer business. My father was a general manager for car dealers for over 30 years, but you wouldn't even ask me to do an oil change, that's for sure. So, but Mike also did some education at National Camp School and with the Northwest Energy Efficiency Council, where he is a BOCII, let me know if I'm describing it this wrong, Building Operations Certification Level 2. And so someone who's really taken advantage of a lot of great local resources and career-related resources to learn a thing or two.
Yeah, through Wisconsin Focus on Energy and We Energies, there's all kinds of programs from an industrial setting, a business setting, private setting, and even homeowners. It's just the tools that are out there are incredible, not only about efficiencies, but new efficiencies that come out and how they can actually affordably get them to your home or your business or your not-for-profit. And the schooling on the private side of things is free. On the business side of things, it's very affordable. And that's where I got a lot of ideas on saving energy, saving water, practical solar applications, practical wind applications. It's kind of rough in our neighborhood only because it's dark a lot, and when it's windy at the wrong times. But it's still, the technology is out there. People just have to go check it out. So I'm not advocating, or that advocating is not the right word, but the resources are there. Just go check them out. Even on the Wisconsin Focus on Energy side of things, again, I don't work for them. It's just programs that no one knows about. Go on We Energy's website. They'll send you a box of LED light bulbs, low flow shower head, and even the city of Waukesha has, if you have some older toilets, they'll give you $100 towards a new toilet. So, like I say, this is okay. Unscripted. So,
you know, that should get more play. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. So, hey, and Mike, many of you don't know, is also certified on LinkedIn in the field of making great first impressions. I thought that was wonderful. Tell us about that.
Well, I didn't even know that was a thing, but someone must have put me down for that. One of my employers that I worked at a local factory for 22 years, and we had a big marketing campaign on get on LinkedIn, get out there, get you out there, get us out there. And LinkedIn in its early stages was all about just trying to get as many members out there as possible. And now LinkedIn is really neat. People that I worked with a while ago can reconnect and also help me get my new career at the Salvation Army. I'm not sure if I can even mention where I work, but anyways, it's a local not-for-profit, and that's actually someone suggested it, say, hey, we could really use you over here to think about all the things, your certifications and whatnot, and let's see if you can help us out. So first impressions can go either way, but biggest thing is just be yourself, be natural, and people will see that, flaws and all.
That's great. Thanks. Yeah, you know, LinkedIn's a powerful resource. And, you know, there's a Wisconsin story to LinkedIn that most people don't know about, is that, you know, originally it started out as a recruiting site for headhunters and whatnot. And a local accountant, Wayne, I should know his last name, but he's a legend. Wayne, what's his last name, Mary Jane? Wayne Breitbart, yes. His company was struggling. They were selling a commercial rental, like office furniture. And he went on LinkedIn and taught himself how to network on there, because no one had really been doing it in that capacity as for business development. And he increased the company's sales by like $250,000, something like a ridiculous amount in like a very short period of time. And then he became the guru on on how to network on LinkedIn. And so it's neat. We'll have to have him on the show sometime, because he does a lot of volunteer work at churches and other groups, helping people find jobs using LinkedIn. So, but I digress. Jason, how are we doing on time?
Oh, we're doing great. We got about 3 minutes to break here.
Fantastic. So, hey, quick question for Mike. So for a long time, as soon as you could pull papers, like no one had no one had pulled papers, and then late a few days after Christmas I get a call from you that you want to do it, and was really excited to hear from. What prompted you to run?
Well, literally someone said, hey, there's with the redistricting, no one's running, no one has signed up for, and we were out shoveling snow one day, and our little cul-de-sac, we take turns kind of helping each other shovel snow and take care of the driveways, clear snow, and someone said, hey, we still don't have an alderman. You know, Don can't run because he's not in our district anymore. He may still run in the future. So I was like, yeah, let's talk to Don and see what's going on. And I talked to my wife, and she said, talk to Don. If Don gives it thumbs up, then it's a go. So it's kind of funny. I asked my wife first, and she said, talk to Don. Like, I have no...
Well, talk to the Don.
Yeah, I'm not an elected official. I've never done anything like this before, and that's basically... It went from a one-minute phone call to about an hour phone call.
Yeah, that was a great, yeah, and really glad to hear
from
you.
So it started shoveling snow and like, hey, let's find out if someone can run for our district.
Terrific. Hey, and speaking of Don's, I received the blessing, and Jason can vouch for this, I received the blessing from Walk Radio that, and for the benefit of your neighbors here, you know, you're sitting in the future office of former Alderman Don Brown, which will be made official, I guess, after April 5th, so... You're sitting in the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest, and I'm sure you can all agree this is much more luxurious and recreational setting than our former president has down there, you know, down south. We don't have to worry about hurricanes or those types of things up here, do we? So, but
we just have squall warning.
That's terrific. So you see some people here, and a big concern is with the redistricting is, you know, we made some efforts together to build a more connected neighborhood and community, and now that the district is split right down Wolf Road, you know, what are your plans to kind of keep this neighborhood connected?
Well, it's just like how I met you. It came from a name to actual face. It's just meet people in the park. Like I say, we got a couple parks in our neighborhood, and just whether it's quarterly or more so in the summertime, just get out. We're grilling out at Piedmont. And I'll have food, I'll have beverages, and just if you want to come out and talk about something, just basically make yourself available. And that's how I met you. And I don't know where those little sausages came from, but man, the flavor was this big, but yet they were that big. They were that was really good.
Classic. Oh, glad you remember that. So, well, good. Well, we're gonna go to a break here, but stick around for more with First District Alderman candidate Mike Rosine, and hopefully I'll get a chance to say hi to some of my neighbors here, too. So we'll be back in a little bit.
It is a breathless without you. And the fox chases the rabbit around. And the rabbit hides beneath the ground. For he is defenseless without you. The sky of daytime does...